In an unusual announcement, Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III says he will no longer commit to voting with the Alaska House Majority Caucus.
My hope is being able to step out halfway out of caucus or all the way out of caucus and work with both sides, minority, majority, if they feel like they need my vote to be able to move a budget, to try and work towards a solution that works for everybody and gets us out of here in a reasonable amount of time.
But Keto and Speaker Bryce Edgman both say Keto is still a member of the caucus. The change means that an already thin majority is even more fragile. Keto objected to how House Rules Committee Chairwoman Gabrielle Ledoux handled Senate Bill 63, a measure that would ban smoking in workplaces across the state. She didn't schedule it for a vote until this week when the committee changed the bill to allow municipalities to opt out of the smoking ban. The committee version of the bill would also exclude marijuana and electronic cigarettes from the ban. Keto says the process bypassed the support House members had for the bill, and he says he wanted caucus leaders to unite the body.
If we're doing changes in rules committee, that really should be a result of caucus coming together saying, well, we need to fix this so we can get all that support. In this case, it wasn't the caucus coming together, it was an individual, and that's the frustrating thing.
The 22-member majority caucus includes 17 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and 2 independents. The caucus can lose no more than one vote to pass bills without seeking votes from the minority Republican caucus. Edgman says he'll continue to talk with Keto about individual votes.
If Representative Keto needs to vote a particular way and, you know, it's a close vote, for example, I think that he'll give me the opportunity to know in advance, and certainly I'll be working with him so that if we do need his vote on something, that we can have that conversation.
Keto is not running for re-election.